From Aleichem's sweetest friends, this year should be a schus for Simcha. Ben Nechagittel, on the Sugi of Makadish Bishiroi, and Kedushin Tav Zayin on the Beis, based on the Sefer Bad Kodesh of Hagon Rebero Favarsky Shlita, and Simon Lamites Chelek Hey. In Kedushin Tav Zayin on the Beis, you have the famous case that a man was Makadish a woman with Shiroi, with silk, Rabba Amar Lotzri Chishuma, that it doesn't require assessment to see how much it's worth, this silk. Rav Yosef says it requires assessment. You have to assess the price of the silk and see how much it's worth. So in the Lishna Kam in the Gemara, in the first Lashon of the Gemara, if he said kol dehu, there's no argument. If he said kol dehu, whatever it's worth, they're married. If he said kol dehu, didn't give a specific price, they're married. The argument is when he said 50 and it's worth 50. And the reason Rav Yosef said Srichi Shuma is because a woman doesn't have Smichus Das, that it's really worth 50. And Rabbi says, no, you don't need Smichus, you don't need Shuma. According to Lishna Basra, the argument is even Becholdu. Why is the argument even Becholdu? Because we require Kayetz, that it has to be, even if you say any, whatever it's worth, but still it has to be Kayetz. It has to be a set amount like Kesef. And therefore, if she doesn't know what it's worth, it doesn't have a set amount, it's no good according to Rabbi Yosef. Tzrichi Shuma. Rabbi says, lo tzrichi Shuma. Later on in the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef says, Minah Minala, how do I know this? And he brings a raya from Pigeon Aben, from an eagle. He says, Eagle's out of the pigeon beni, lo amar klum. So you see, tzrichi Shuma. He didn't do a shuma. He said, Egel zeh l'pidgin b'ni. And lo amar klum. So you see, tzrichi shuma, like Rabbi Yosef. So what's this araya for? Tosfos says, for lishna kama. The Gemara doesn't say tzrichi shuma. The Gemara just says, Egel zeh l'pidgin b'ni, lo amar klum. But Tosfos is learning that the chisaron here is not the kayitz, but that it's that there's no shuma. And therefore, it's no good. Now, what was the problem by Kedushim when there was no shuma? There was no smichus das. So we see, we bring a raya for Pinjan Aben that you need Shuma. So you see that by Pinjan Aben you need Smichus Das, just like by Kedushin. Now later on, in Daf Tes Amud Aleph, the Gemara says that Shiroi lo tzrichi Shuma. Tosfos says the name of Rabbeinu Tam, and that's like Rabbah, but if Tosfos says the name of Rabbeinu Tam, that if you have Avanim Tovus Umargolius that don't have a value that people are aware of, people make big mistakes, they make mistakes in the thousands when it comes to diamonds. If you're not a diamond dealer, you don't really know what it's worth. So in such instances, Avonim Tovus Umargolius Toam Be'em Harbe, there it's Rishi Shuma. That we paskin that you need Shuma. Normally Shiroi silk doesn't require Shuma. You're making a huge mistake, like Avonim Tovus Umargolius, Rishi Shuma. And therefore a Makadish, a girl, not with a stone, no stone, just a plain band. In this way, she can't make a big mistake. And as I pass on the Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezra, Sim Alam and Aleph, Siv Beis, Yafne Miluim, and Siv Kot and Gimel asks, according to this, why are we giving the coin for Pidgin Aben, Avonim Tovus Umargolius? We see in the Gemara, according to the way Tosfos is learning, that the coin needs Smichus Das. And Avonim Tovus Umargolius, we said, there is no Smichus Das, so how are you giving the coin for Pidgin Aben to Avonim Tovus Umargolius? But then the Avonim Miluim was bothered by the Etzim Divrei Tosfos. Why can't you give the coin for Pidgin Aben? Why by a coin do you need Smichus Das? He's not being makin anything in return. You can even give it to Baal Korcho. So why by Chalal? Tosfos is learning that it is, that you need Smichus Das, that he has to rely on the fact that the value is assessed correctly. That you need Smichus Das. Even by Pidgin Aben. Because we bring a raya that you need Smichus Das from Pidgin Aben to Isha. Just like Isha, you need Shuma. Because of Smichus Das. We bring a raya that by Pidgin Aben you also need Shuma. So by Pidgin Aben you have to have Smichus Das. The coin has to rely on the fact that it's really worth the 5 slime. The question is why? Why? The woman is being makin herself to the man. There, you need the smichus das of the woman. But here, what do you need the Kohen to be involved for? You can even give it to Baal Korcho. What do you need his Smichus Das for? Chazanis changes the Girsan, tells us, he says, it should say Lishna Basra, but that's not our Girsan. He says that the Rai of the Gemara is for the Lishna Basra, that you need Kesef, that's Kites. But our Girsa is that you need, that's a Rai for the Lishna Kama, for Tzrichi Shuma, for Smichus Das. That why by Pidgin and Bendy need Smichus Das? The Avnei Ulurim brings the Atzmus Yosef, that since the Kohen is the owner of the Bechor, the other Nabachor, you need his Das for the Maisa Pidgin, just like any Das he should be Kedushin. But the Avnei Ulurim asks on him, he says, no, the Kohen's not Shaykh, that's a Maisa Pidgin, it's like a Piron Chov, works even Baal Korcho, and he brings the Prichodosh in the Sefer Mayim Chaim, who says that Pidgin Aben is Baal Korcho Shel Kohen. And he brings the Jerisha, who said that we give the Kohen of Avonim Tovus and Margolius, is because by a Kohen you don't need Smichus Daito. That's against Tosis. Tosis holds that by Kohen you do need Smichus Adas. So if you need Smichus Adas, why are you allowed to give the Kohen Avonim Tovus and Margolius? But why do you need Smichus Das by the Kohen? Can you even give it to Baal Korcho? Now Rashi in our sugya says that the Lishna Kama, when he says Koldu Kuliyama Lo Pligi, that he said Eskachi Li Bezeh Kamo Shehen, marry me with this as it is. You need a pruta for kedushin. She's so mechdas because bevada it's not worth less than a pruta. According to Rashi, if the woman has vado, the woman has vados, so it's not worth less than a pruta. So Lishna Kama Lekule Alma, she's married. Tulsus brings from a number of places that you do a shuma if it has a shava pruta or not, which means there is no vados. So it wasn't a vaday shava pruta. Nevertheless, she's mekudeshes. If afterwards we find out it's with a shava pruta, and they say that we have to say that he says explicitly becholdu. What's pshat in Tulsus? How does that always say explicitly becholdu? Because if he says explicitly becholdu, so she then is megalad das that she's not makbid. She's removing her akpada. And she's masking even b'pachas mishava pruta. And now that we need a pruta, that's mitzvah dim Torah. And for that, the shuma helps afterwards. B'shas ma'aser, she doesn't care. She doesn't have any akpada. We're not worrying about her smichus das anymore. According to Rashi, it works even if he doesn't say lehadya b'choldu. Even if he's a makadish or stam. Even though b'pashas a woman is makba, like the Marsan Dav Gimel, a woman who shav pachas mishava pruta, l'makanya nafsh, nevertheless, she's so mechdas. 100% that it's not worth less than a shava pruta. Or maybe Rashi holds like Tosis, that he does say b'choldu explicitly. And whenever there's a suffix, shava pruta, he said b'choldu explicitly. And if there's no suffix, shava pruta, then he can just give it to Kamo Shang, whatever it is. But if there's a suffix, he said b'choldu, and she was moving her akpad. It could be Rashi agrees with Tosis, it could be Rashi argues with Tosis. Now in the Sefer HaMakin and our Sugi's Meir, that if it's a Savik Shava Pruta, it's not Shaykh to talk about a Chisar and Smichus Das. Because if it's not a Shava Pruta, there's no Kedushin. It's like any other Kedushin Al Tanai. What's Pshat? If a person marries a woman Al Tanai that he's going to do X, Y, and Z, it's maybe there's no Smichus Das for the Kedushin. And yet it still works. See here also. Just like by a Tanai it works. Because if there's no Tanai, if he's not Makayim the Tanai, then the whole thing is called off. The whole Kedushin is Tali in the Tanai. So too, the whole Kedushin is Tali in the whether it's with the Shavu Pruta. So if Mitzad Dine Kedushin, it's off, then we're not worried about Smichus Das. So Frek the Makne. If it's a suffix shava pruta, it's not shaykh to talk about a chisaron and smichus das. Because if there's no pruta, the mitzad dinei kedushin, it's off. And just like by tanai, mitzad dinei kedushin, it's off. If he's not mekayim the tanai, so to mitzad dinei kedushin, if it's not worth a shava pruta, then it doesn't count. And just like by tanai, there's no chisaron of smichus das. So too by a suffix shava pruta. And only if he says 50 that mitzad dinei kedushin it works even with less, there we say that she's not samech das, because they agreed on 50 and she thought that the kedushin is chal. Even if there won't be 50. And on this, she's not so mechdas. She's not sure that there's 50 there. So since she's not sure that there's really 50 there, then they're not married. She thinks that the Kedushin is going to be chal. I don't know how she said shalom donis, but she thinks that the Kedushin is going to be chal. Even if there isn't 50, in other words, by the pruta less than a shava pruta, more than a shava pruta, or by dinei tanai, there she knows that the kedushin is not chal if there's less. If the tanai isn't makuyam, and if it's less than a shava pruta, so there, in such an instance, she knows that the whole kedushin is talui in whether it's worth the amount. Let's say worth a shava pruta. Such an instance is no chisaron of smichus das. But here she doesn't know. Here she thinks that the kedushin is going to be chal, even if it's not worth 50. And she doesn't think it's worth 50 because she thinks that, mistakenly, that if it's worth less than 50, they're still married. And therefore she's not so mechdas. But by Kiddushin, it's complete smichus das. She says, if it's meeting Dine Kiddushin, then I'm on board. So the issue isn't her. She's leaving it up to Dine Kiddushin. But by 50, when he says 50, and it might not be worth 50, so she's not so mechdas that it's really worth 50. Maybe it's worth less. And we're still going to be married, but I want it to be worth 50. I don't know if it's worth 50. So on this, she wasn't so mechdas. So that's the makna. So we could be meyer according to this. Well, how is it shaykh to talk about a chisaron of smichus das by pidgin aben? Because by pidgin aben, you need 5 slime. And with less than 5 slime, there's no pidgin aben. So it's exactly like the case of kiddushin by a pruta. Just like by a pruta, we say, the makna wants to say, that there's no problem of smichus das, because it's all she's leaving it up legabe kiddushin. Not her, the issue of her das. It's an issue of dine kiddushin. Dine kiddushin requires a pruta. Therefore, we're not worried about her smichus das. She knows that it requires a pruta, otherwise the whole thing is off. So, she's somech das, because she's leaving it up to dinei kedushin. If for dinei kedushin it works good, if not, not. It's not up to her, not her issue. So why don't we say the same thing by pidgin aben? How does the shach talk about smichus das by pidgin aben? Very simple. If it's not worth 5, then the whole thing is off. So what do you need smichus das for? Just like if it's not worth a pruta, the whole thing is off. And by kedushin we say, if it's an issue of whether or not it's a pruta, then you don't need a smichus das. So too by pidgin aben. The issue is, if you don't know if it's worth 5 slime or not, the whole thing is off. And we also shouldn't require a smichus das, because that's an issue of dinei pidgin aben, not her das. So we could say as follows, that even according to the Lishna Kama, that they're arguing, if he says 50 and it's worth 50, and Rabbi Yosef says it's no good, Tzrichi Shuma, because she's not Somech Das, it's not Pshat that she's not Somech Das for the Kiddushin, and there's a Chisar B'das Yisra L'Kiddushin. Because really we can say that for the Etzim HaKiddushin there's no Chisar B'das Klal. And she's not Makbid. As far as the Etzim HaKiddushin goes, she's not Makbid. And the Yisod HaDin is Oreyesa B'Kabbalas HaKesef, that since she's not Somech Das, when he told her that it's worth 50, the Kesef doesn't have the Chashivus of receiving 50. The issue is not a chisaron of das in the Kiddushin, that she wants to be married with 50. And she's not Somech Das because maybe there's 40. So she's not going to be happy because she wants to get her 50 for the Kiddushin. So it's an issue of Kiddushin. That's not the case. It's not a Chisar and Smichus Das Kiddushin. No, she's not Makbid at all. As far as the Kiddushin is concerned, that she should get her 50. The issue is Kabbalas HaKesef. As far as the Kiddushin goes, she doesn't care. But in her eyes, she's not receiving 50. And therefore it doesn't have the chashivas of receiving 50. And you can even say kipshuto, that now she's not going to use it for 50 until it's assessed. So it's not considered receiving 50. So the chisaron is in the money. And just like in the Lishna Basar Lo Kayetz, it's a chisaron in the kesef. If it's not kayetz, if it doesn't have a set amount, it's a chisaron in the shava kesef. So too, if she's not Somech Das, according to Lishna Kama, it's a chisaron in the kesef. There's not a proper Kabbalas HaKesef. And we understand very well, according to this, with that Rav Yosef is medamek p'kiddushin to pigeon aben. Because even though by pigeon aben Yutaka don't need das according to chalos pigeon, but you for the chalos pigeon in the world of pigeon, but you need Kabbalas Kesef of 5 shkolin. And since he doesn't have smichus das, that there's really 5 slime. So it's a reisa on the etzem kabbalas hakesef, and the pigeon doesn't help. So the coin isn't being makan. He's not necessarily the adam, but he needs to be makabel the money. And if in his mind he's not being makabel the money, it's a chisaron in kabbalas hakesef. And according to this, we understand very well that there could be a chisaron of smichus das also on a pruta. Because the issue here is not the chaleis kedushin. It's a chisaron of the kabbalas hakesef. It's kesef gerua the kedushin if she's not somech das. So this is shaykh even on a pruta. So by Tnai, there the issue is the Chalos Kedushin. There's no Chisaron in Smichus Hadas. Because the Kedushin is Chal, it's not. Not a matter for Das. But by a Pruta, if we're not sure if it's worth a Pruta, then the problem is that she isn't receiving a pruta. There's a chisaron in the Kabbalas HaKesef that she's receiving kesef that's garu the kedushin, and if she's not somech her das on the shovi, if she's not somech her das that it's worth a pruta, so it's a chisaron in the Kabbalas HaKesef. And so too in the five slayim of Pidgin HaBen. And the shear of Chamei Slayim that was said about Pidgin HaBen, it has to be Kesef Chashuv. In other words, the Kohen has to know that he's receiving five slayim. And we could say, according to this, and that Tosfos says, that if he says Lahedya B'choldehu, it works for Kedushin. And even though, nevertheless, she still doesn't have smichus das because she doesn't know that it's shavu pruta, it would appear that the din of lo samcha daita, which is a reisa in the kesef, is only where there's a sheer misuyim lekabelas hakesef, like pidgin haben. There is a sheer of chamei slime. And also by Kesef Kedushin, since a woman prachas v'shava pruta, lo mekanya navsha, that's a din in the shir that a Kesef Kedushin has to be worth a pruta for her. And if she is a somech das, it's a chisaron in Kabbalah's shir pruta. But when he says b'choldehu, that means she's not makbid at all on the shir pruta. And now why do you need a pruta? It's because less than a shava pruta is not mamon. The Ran writes in our sugya, and also the Shita Mekubetzis and Bab Metzia and Hey, Ayin Shom. And according to and for this, even when she's not Somech Das, it still has a Shem Mamon. If you find it afterwards that it's worth a Pruta, it still has a Shem Mamon. It's Kashul Kedushin. Just like if it's Shavar Pruta B'Madai, as long as she wants it, it's fine. Because it has a Shem Mamon. So you really have two issues involved here. You have one issue is her akpada, and then you also have another issue that it's not mamon. If explicitly the guy says b'choldehu, she removes her akpada. She removes her akpada. She doesn't have to be makabel kesef chashuv. What about the fact that the Torah says that you need a pruta, because less than a pruta is nishkin mamon? Said, check it out afterwards. Now you can find it afterwards. But as far as the woman's Kabbalah is concerned, the Kabbalah was a good Kabbalah. But Be'ikar HaDvarim, it would appear, like we said, that the Chisaron in Smichus Das is not a Chisaron in the Smichus Das of the Kiddushin. In the Chalos Kiddushin. That's not the issue. That the Kedushin, that he says 50, and she's really not sure if it's worth 50. And that stares the Chalos Kedushin. Because there's no Chalos Kedushin if she isn't sure that she's getting what he told her that she's getting, like one might have thought. That's not the issue. As far as the Kedushin goes, this is the Chalos Kedushin. We're concerned, we don't need her Smichus Das for the Chalos Kedushin. We can say she's Somech Das for the Chalos Kedushin. The Kedushin is Chal. But we need her Smichus Das that she should be makabel or kesef chashuv, that it should be the what he said she's getting is what she's actually getting. So she's not makbid that the kedushin should be dafka with 50. As far as the kedushin is concerned, but what's her akpada? Her akpada is in kabbalas hakesef. She has to be receiving the kesef that he told her. Otherwise, and she's not so mechdas on that. That's Shita Rav Yosef. So now it appears that according to what way we paskin like Rabbah, that we don't require Shuma. We paskin like Rabbah, that we don't require Shuma. And there's no chisorot in the kesef, even without a Shuma. And you don't need smichus das. That the Rabbeinu Tam writes, that with Avanim Tovos, that ain't shumasin yadua, and people make a big mistake, the kedushin doesn't work, it's not mitzad hachas kesef. Rather, in such an instance, it's a chisaron gemiras das le'etzem hakedushin. She's not somech on this at all, and she doesn't want there to be a kedushin. So that would be the chilek according to Rabbo. And when it comes to other things, shirai, you don't need shuma. Why? Because you don't need her smichus das. It is what it is. You don't need a smichus das for the etzem kabbalas hakesef. But when we're making a big mistake, that's not mitzad dehilchus kesef. Because according to Rabba, mitzad hilchus kesef, you don't need her. You don't need her smichus das. So what then is the problem she's going to make a very big mistake? There the issue is the etzem hakedushin. That's in this teen, a little bit and a lot. When it's a little bit of a mistake, there she's not makbid. She's not makbid that this should be as chashav a kabbalah, as he said. But when it comes to the big error, there you could say it's hakpad and the etzem hakedushin. Because since we're talking about such a big sum, she says, I don't want there to be kedushin if I'm not getting the sum that you told me. There, that's a big deal. Meaning normally, if it's a small sum, she's not makbid on the etzim kedushin. She's not makbid on the etzim kedushin. She's not makbid on that it should be a kabbalah of what he told her she's being makabal. But when it comes to a big sum, there she says, whoa, 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 I don't want this to happen if it's not the sum that you said. So that only is by kedushin that you require her das. But by pigeon aben, you don't need the das of the coin for the chalosa pigeon. It's only a maisa bailim. And therefore you can't talk about a chisaron of lack of ratzon for the chalos. Because we don't care about his lack of ratzon for the chalos. So now it's beautiful. When we're talking about Avanim Tovus and Margolius, by Kedushin, the woman doesn't have a ratzon for Esam Chalos HaKedushin. That only applies to Kedushin. But by Pidgin Abanda, you don't need the das of the coin for the Chalos HaPidgin. It's only a mice of the Bailim, the father. There you can't talk about this chisaron of ratzon by the coin. So now we have a terror to the Kash of the Avnei Miluim. Why are we giving the Kohen Avanim Tovos? Because a chisaron of smichus das for the chalos isn't shayach b'pidgin aben mitzad Kohen at all. So it emerges then as follows. When it comes to Kedushin, according to the Lishna Kama, when they're arguing about 50, the fact that she's not so michdas, according to Rav Yosef, what's the problem? The problem is that there's a chisaron in the Kabbalah. Her issue is not that she doesn't want the Kedushin to be chal, that she's not makbid. But she is not so mechdas that she's getting what she's really getting, so that makes it that the Kabbalah isn't a proper Kabbalah. So she's not getting the 50. She's not getting the 50, and he said 50, so the marriage is off. And Rabbi says, no problem. He said 50, it's 50, and you don't need her smichus das for the Kabbalah Sakesif. Whatever it is, it is. According to Rav Yosef, you need a smichus das. So this issue, according to Rav Yosef, is just like in the Lishna Basra. Lishna Basra is that it has to be Kayetz, it's the din in the Kesef. So to the Lishna Kama, that you have to have a Shuma, it's the din in the Kesef. That she has to be Makabo, what she thinks she's being Makabo. And according to this, you can have a chisar and smichos das even on a pruta. Why? Because if it's a pruta, she's not sure if it's a pruta, so she has to know that she's getting a pruta. There has to be a chash of kabbalah of a pruta. And therefore, in all those instances where they had a check, they checked it out, and afterwards they said it's kedushin. That's when he said explicitly b'cholder. Because then she says, "I'm completely removing any of my akpadas on what I'm receiving. Couldn't care less. There you just need me to entire that it's worth a pruta. That you could check out afterwards." So that's as far as when we're dealing with small amounts. Let's say we're dealing with large amounts of anim tovos. So there we said, even Rabbah agrees that by marriage, don't marry with a stone, don't marry with a diamond. My family's the diamond business, so I'm a big expert at knowing people who understand the diamonds. So if we're talking about diamonds in Anderzach, there the girl's going to make a big mistake. She's not sure. Maybe she thinks it's worth 10 grand, but she's scared that it's only worth $18. He got it in an amusement park. He won it in one of those games. So there she doesn't want the Kedushin Bechal to be Chal. There, when she doesn't want the Kedushin to be Chal, she wants the whole thing to be off. There, Rabbi says, hey, the buck stops here. Literally. No marriage. But by Pidgin Aben, when we're talking about big amounts, so if the issue is the chalosa pigeon, there we don't care about the das of the coin. So since we don't care about the das of the coin, you can give the coin avanim tovus and margolius. And that's according to Rabbah. Rabbah says you can give avanim tovus and margolius. Because we don't care if he doesn't want it to be chal. Because we don't care about his das. Because he's not a player in the pidgin aben. Only according to Rabbi Yosef, if it's suffik worth the amount, the five slime, he doesn't think he's being makabel the five slime. He's not so mechdas there that there has to be a kabbalah. He doesn't have to be a player, but he has to. We don't need his smig that he has to want there to be a chalos. But he has to know that he's being makabel, but he's being makabel. So there, Rabbi Yosef said that doesn't work. We're not sure if it's worth five slime. But according to Rabbah, Rabbah isn't concerned with smichus das about etzem kabbalas hakesef. And when it comes to very large amounts, according to Rabbah, the woman can stop the chalos, but the kohen can't. So therefore, by avanim tovus and margolius, don't marry a woman, but you can give it to the kohen. That in a nutshell is this sugya, and of course there are many, many hundreds of hours that we can discuss more, and we should all be zocha lumodu lalamid lishma v'lasis l'kaim v'skol divrei tzalma t'rasu v'havu amen v'yamein shalom shalom sweetest friend.